Okay, Chas, we'll finish the football match.
That's
what I was going to say. Yeah. So, Rabbi Sai, yeah, as every day, our limud of Chofetz Chaim is the Schus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chailish, Tav Refuah Shleima B'Kor, B'Sach Shav Chayli Yisrael. So, we started saying yesterday that the Chofetz Chaim says that there are times when you want to skip out rule number three of Teilis. Rule number three of Teilis is that you're supposed to speak to the person himself and see whether or not you can persuade him that he himself should improve his ways, that he himself should become better, that he himself should stop doing whatever it is that he's been doing till now, which is not correct. So the Chofetz Chaim said that there are times when you work out in your own mind that it's a waste of time. And in fact, it might be counterproductive. If you try and speak to him, and that's quite common, you know what sort of a person he is, and that if you try and speak to him, then he's going to sort of react the other way. He'll get annoyed, he'll get upset, he won't stop, he'll be even worse than he was. And therefore, you want to skip out the stage of toichocha in the seven conditions of Teilis. And he says it's actually very tempting. Nobody really likes to do toichocha. To go up to somebody, it's all on. Yeah, to go up to somebody and to tell them off and to tell them that they need to improve and to give them advice sounds a bit like holier than thou, and who are you to tell me, and you think you're better than me, and what right have you got to tell me to become better, etc. The person's probably also a bit embarrassed about what he's doing anyway when he gets caught, and therefore it doesn't always go well, and therefore people are more inclined to say, like, you know, that I'll work it out in my mind that I don't think he'll listen to me, and therefore I'll skip Teilis. So the Chofetz Chaim, if you want to skip Teilis, then there's going to be a condition attached to that. And that is that when you actually use the condition of Teilis to allow you to tell other people about what this person is doing, then you've got to do it in front of at least three people. You can't just go privately and just tell somebody, oh, le toyeles, I want you to know that this person is doing whatever he's doing, and I'm telling you this le toyeles, and I haven't spoken to him because I've come to the conclusion that he's unlikely to listen to me. Says the Chofetz Chaim, for a couple of reasons, there are a couple of reasons why you have to have three people there. The first thing is that we've got a rule of chavra de chavra isle. As soon as three people hear something, we reckon that somebody is going to grasp, that somebody is going to tell somebody else, and eventually the story gets out. That's the rule in halacha, that once there are three people who know about something, then those three people, at least one of them, maybe all of them, will be telling other people, and it'll eventually get back. Which means that when I tell over this avla that Reuven is doing, in front of Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, yeah, in front of Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, it will eventually get back to Reuven. Reuven's going to hear about it. I have to know that if I tell it to three people, then eventually it'll get back to Reuven. And Reuven will hear that I've been telling other people about the avla that he's been doing. Says the Chofetz Chaim, yeah, if Reuven is a violent person, if Reuven is somebody who's going to attack me and going to attack my mishpocha when he finds out that I've been speaking Lashon Hara L'Toyeles about him, I've been warning people not to do business with him because he's swindling or whatever it is, yeah, and I've done it in front of three people, once I do it in front of three people, I know that the word will get back to Reuven. Reuven's going to get annoyed about it, he's going to phone me up, he's going to scream down the phone, etc., etc., and therefore I'm doing it mamash lo toyeles. I'm doing it l'shem shemaim. If I only tell it to one or two people, it means I'm trying to keep it secret, keep it pnimi, keep it within the crowd, and therefore it won't get back to Reuven. So I'm not really scared, and therefore I will do it, even though maybe I should have gone and spoken to Reuven himself. Like this, Reuven's going to phone me up, and he's going to say, "I heard, because you said it in front of three people, I heard that you were speaking about me. Why didn't you come and speak to me privately? Why do you embarrass me in front of other people?" To which I can answer, if I'm genuine and if I really believe it, because I came to the conclusion that you wouldn't listen to me. I was convinced that if I would try and approach you directly, you wouldn't listen to me. This is Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. So says the Chofetz Chaim as follows. If Reuven's only go phone up and scream at me and shout at me and have tainus on me, that's fine. Then I go in front of three people, I tell the Lashon Hara, I told the Lashon Hara in front of three people, it does eventually, I know it's going to get back, but I'm not afraid because I'm doing the right thing. And when Reuven screams at me, I have to put up with that. But he says, if Reuven's a violent person and Reuven is going to take it out by attacking me physically or attacking my family or throwing a brick through my front window, then, says the Chofetz Chaim, then you can be mevatah even on this rule of the three. In other words, then you can even tell only one or two people, I would like to tell you, don't do business or don't go into that shop where Reuven is selling schoira, because the schoira is, it's counterfeit or whatever it is. Yeah. Now, if I would tell three people, the word would get out everywhere. Like this, I'm telling one or two people in private because I am taka afraid that the word might get back to Reuven and Reuven might hear what I'm doing, and I'm scared of him because he's connected with the mafia. And the results might be very bad for me. So therefore, that's the Chofetz Chaim saying, that's why I need to say it in front of three people. The Chofetz Chaim says there's a second reason why you need to say it. Well, the three reasons altogether. So far we had reason number one was, if I know that I have to say it in front of three people, then I know the word will get back, and therefore I will be frightened to do it. I'll be frightened to do it unless I know that I'm 100% right, that he zecher wouldn't listen to me. And the second thing is obviously that a person has a negia, that he doesn't want to do toichocha. I don't want to speak to him because I'm scared of it. Yeah, not because I'm scared of him, but because it's uncomfortable. Because people don't like giving toichocha to other people. They don't know what the reaction will be. The Chofetz Chaim says a third thing. He says, if you say it in front of two or three people, then those two or three people might not be mekabel what you say. They might think that you've got an ulterior motive. If you're trying to keep it quiet because you're afraid they might get back to Reuven, then the listeners who are actually listening to what you're saying, I want to tell Lashon Hara le Toyeles, in order that the Toyeles is that these people should be protected from whatever the Avla is that Reuven's doing. But if they don't believe me, if they're going to suspect that I have ulterior motives, if they're going to suspect that I'm not 100% genuine, then they won't listen to me, and therefore I won't achieve the toyeles that I'm trying to achieve. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, therefore for all those reasons, he says the rule is that lechatchila, you have to speak to the person himself. You have to try and persuade him to desist from whatever it is he's doing. If you come to the conclusion, genuinely, in your mind, you really believe that he won't listen to you, then you're allowed to tell people about what he's doing, providing that there are three people together. And the exception to that rule will be if you're afraid that he will take his revenge on you and he will attack you or he'll attack your family or whoever it is, then, chas v'sholem, in that situation, the Chofetz Chaim would say that you are allowed not to do toichocha and even to tell it to one or two people because you're frightened of Reuven. He says if Reuven is a tough guy, he's connected with and you're afraid actually of the consequences, you're not mechuyev to put your life in danger or to put your family's life in danger or to put your nechosim in danger if you think that he will take it out on you afterwards. That is the end of the Chofetz Chaim that I prepared for today, and I haven't got the sefer with me even at the moment because I was doing this from my notes or by heart. So therefore, our speaker isn't here. Boss?
He lives next door.
He lives next door? Is it Rabbi Weinberg, the speaker?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Sorry. I thought it was Shimi Heller. It's not today. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, when I left Fesol, he was giving a Mishra Berurah Dir Shushir, which he normally finishes at 25 past 8. So I'm not sure. Okay, so just something that I saw yesterday, which I was just looking at. Oh, he's here. You were just going to hear about Hinnin Nois and Lois Brisi Shalom, but we'll keep that for another day and listen to Rabbi Weinberg. Fine.
No, it's your day, the Turaway, North West London, Tuesday, Shavuos of the Tammuz, 23rd of July, Reno Rabbi Rav Chaim Yosef, Weinberg Shlita, Shavuos of the Tammuz. This week's Torah is sponsored by Nonus Mali, the Schuss, Hashem, and Acharem, and Mazamon, Shachsul, and Tahim, and Shalom, and Meiro.
Amen. Sorry, a little bit late. Yeah, today is Shavuos of the Tammuz. Hayomim, אשר יהופכו, says the novices, רצויים או רבי, רצויים החמי, שיהופכו לסוסן ולשמחם. But the emphasis is that we have a lot of halachas have a lot of halachas. What we need, yeah, what we need to remember, what halachas were dinim. We have verschiedene dinim in the from Shavuos Betamuz, coming Rosh Chodesh Shov. Everything is poshet kedei to remember and to know, yeah, that we actually are gefelach avelim. Yeah, we be avelus neuro, we're not feeling it. I al kopanim chaz v'sholim, yes. And all halachas is we should. Yeah, the pshat is a bit lazoi. When I was a child, and I learned the Gemara, Rashi brings it. Rashi says the Gemara doch tzach mesoited daf lamed vov. Says the Gemara that when Yosef HaTzadik came to Mitzrayim, Paroi was moiredik nispoiled from his chochme. Paroi was nispoiled from his. Ein ish chochom v'novo in komoicho. Moiredik nispoiled. Says the Gemara that he said, "Yes, you. I'm going to make you. You should be mishneh lamelech. Mamesh everything. Rak a kisei egdal mimerko. But beside this, everything you're doing in Mitzrayim." Omruloi, the Yoyatsin told him, "What? You're taking a young boy, a young child, 17 years old, and you're going to make him melech on Mitzrayim, on us?" Omruloi, he said, "Ginunei malchus aneroye boy. I'm seeing in him kingdom. I'm seeing that he's a melech, he's a richtige melech." They told him, "Yes, but eno yodea b'shivim loshen. He doesn't know, and the chok says that in Mitzrayim, the Melech needs to know Shivim Loshen." Nothing happened. The Balailo came a Malach, and the Malach learned with him Shivim Loshen. The next day, he got up in the morning, and Paroi called him, "Yes, doctor, I want to give you Malchus, but you know the law in Mitzrayim. You need to know Shivim Loshen." So he told him, "Yes, I know." "For where? Which school did you went?" "I know Shivim Loshen." "Yes," he started to talk with him in Hungarian, in English, in German, in everything. And at Gemfert, said Yosef, Agav Samazoi, said Yosef to Paroi, "But Paroi, you don't know Shivim Loshen." "What do you mean? What do I know? I went in university for 20 years, still had a doctor." "No," he says, "Loshen Koidesh you don't know." "Doctor, yeah. You do know?" "Doctor, what do I know Loshen Koidesh?" He asked him for a shvuah, and he told him, "Please give me a shvuah that I will not say that you will not that you will not be megale that I don't know Loshen Koidesh." Years later, Yosef HaTzadik comes to Paroi and says him, "Ovishbiani leimo, my father made me a shvuah. I should take his atzomis to heaven." No, Paroi wasn't happy with it. Paroi wanted he should stay in the Mitzrayim. You could be shoyel on the shvuah. Says Frank, "Omalo Yosef, no. If I will be shoyel on my shvuah, so I will be also shoyel on your shvuah. But I gave you a shvuah that I will not be megale that you don't know Loshen Koidesh. It will not be good." You're right, take him. It was a kinderspiel, it was kindergarten. Well, I will do you, so I will do me. Well, what's the pshat from that? Well, the posh is a chavum gespielt. They played round. If I will be megale Yoshua, don't be careful, I will be megale Yoshua. No. Chas v'sholem. Paroi wasn't a baby, Yosef HaTzadik. Chas v'sholem. No, it is a big, big oimek in it. It's a zera tifazach. The pshat is a zay. The pshat is that what is the tachles from shvuah? Yosef HaTzadik said for Paroi a very deep thing. When I were megale the soid about you, that you don't know shivim loshen, and you ask me I shouldn't be it megale. Why did we make a shvuah? You ask me. Why should I do it? Understanding. It's very important. You are a melech. If I will be megale, Chas v'sholem, I could break you all malchus. Yeah? Now, what makes a shvuah? A shvuah makes that people, yeah, now I'm excited. Now I'm wanting. Now I'm mamish sehr stark for it. But yeah, maybe it's happening for us every minute, not every day. It's happening for us so much that we're promising and we're saying, and we want be'emes. I don't know, by you, by me. Yeah, every morning I'm getting up and saying the Yetzirah. No, today, chas v'sholem, I will be very fine. And not taking one max in a good day for 2 hours. And then why? This is the Teva Odom. The Teva Odom is that is a kiltsachop. Yes? Is a, even though it's not a word in English for it, no? Yeah, so he does. He's getting excited, he's getting this life, he's mekabel on himself, and then goes over a time. That's the idea for make a shvur. What's making a shvur? Please, now you're understanding you shouldn't do it, so be mekabel b'shvur that even 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, please, you're not allowed to do it because you made the shvur and the shvur is not letting you to do it. So the same is, this is what Yosef said for Paroi. Paroi, it's not kedai. If I will be shoyel on my shvur, it will make the whole thing from shvur by me leichter. So by the end of the day, I will be in shoyel on your shvur also. No, leave it by me that the shvur means something, but I'm not doing. And I'm not moving from it, not even 1 millimeter. Yes? Yeah, the MS is, and this is the Iker avoider from those days. Yeah? Samoyer deke aruga sabois. It's a very nice Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos erzählt that it came a goy echot, came to Shammai Azoken, and he asked from Shammai, please, gayreini keshani oimed al reglachas. I want you should be me megayer when I'm standing, suppose Shabbat the Gemara, when I'm standing on 1 foot. When Shammai went outside, it was like here, like it was a shikl building side, no? And it was outside a brick. Amas Abinyan, and went outside, took Amas Abinyan and pushed him away. But I show him the lachas. He want to be learned the Kolat Torah Kolosh. He went to Hillel. Hillel didn't. No, yeah, come in, come in. Said him Hillel, no, Madaloch Soni lechavroch leisavid. The Torah says, Vohavto lereyacho kumoicho. Madaloch Soni lechavroch leisavid. But you, that like we should do for yourself, don't do for your friend. זה כל התוארי כאילו, וידוח זה only פירושים to this yes or it. פרק דרוג הסבויסם, I want to understand. This guy was a fed, was a behemen? No, he was bestowed a בעל שער רוח. If he wanted to be misguided, he understood that he's שקר, and he wants a דס או אמס, if I say it's רבו ישראל, I learned ירושלים וחיידה, I ממש don't know too much, but do you know one chokhme in the world, one epes in the world, what you could learn standing on 1 foot? Is it? And I want to explain, ask you. And if you will find a kind of religious, what you could learn everything when you're standing on 1 foot, this is the religious what you want to, what you're looking for. This is what you want to be, Zachmizkaya, to leave everything behind and to go. This is what you want. Which religious, which das, which chokhmah in the world could you learn kashat oimed al regel achas? One question. The other question he asked, as a few questions. The other questions he asked, the Gemara says, Afshamai de dochafoi be'amas abinyan. He went outside, took a brick, and pushed him out. My nafkemine, how with what he pushed him out. By the end of the day, pushed him out. What's a nafkemine if he pushed him out with a rik or pushed him out with a stoop or there was man of kemine. Says Aruga Saboisem, I will not go in all these big ariches, but the soida dovo from this goy wasn't. His shaila was a very, very deep shaila. He came to Shammai Azoken and he asked Shammai, take a look now. I had the biggest soirers. Now I'm misoirer, I'm mamish kocht and verbrennt. I want to be a ger. This is today. What will be in a week? What will be in a half year? What will be in a year? What will be in 2 years? I will get calm and it could be. Tell me, Shammai Eitze, what do I'm doing? This is Lahavis. This is Oyrus should stay by me. Lekol Yemei Chayai. Said in Beit Shammai, no. Be'amas Abinya, this is a building. I don't have Eitzes for it. You need to work on it every day and throw him out. Hila said, no. You could do it. When I eat Midas Toivis, when you have Midas Toivis, when you are Ebal Midas, what you, Be'emes, yes, you want, and you're helping other people, and you're doing for other one, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you. Once you are every day Mechadesh something, you're every day giving away and away and away, yeah, this is the way how things should be by you, still be Slahavis. When we are sitting so much years after the Churban, and it is a chiyuv. It is a chiyuv to be mishtatev betzar ha-shchine, shchinta begoluse. And it is a chiyuv to be mishtatev Chofetz Chaim. Zecher tzadik v'kodesh levorach had a yeshiva. The Chofetz Chaim had a yeshiva in Raden. One day, he opened the post. And a normally post came a schum from 500 ruble for the yeshiva. I will say, you will open a letter and you see £500,000 in cash money. Someone sent with normally post. Yeah, it was very big. Mr. Deptmir, who is putting in so much money and sending with a normal post? Yeah? Echofetz Chaim said, don't use the money. Let's put it away. And we need to find out what happened. How could it be that someone should send so much money with normal post, not recommended or nothing? The secretary of the yeshiva made the contact with this yid and asked him, tell me, you're a shugana, sending so much money with normal posts? He said, no. I will explain you what it was. I made a nether. He had some geshef, some business to do, and he made a nether that if the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help and this business will work out, he will give 500 rubles for the Chofetz Chaim for his yeshiva. Sure, it happened again on Thursday afternoon. He signed the business, he got the money, and he took 500 rubles on Friday morning to the post to send it to the Chofetz Chaim. He went to the post told him, no, we are opening the register post. Normally, post you can send now, but the register post is only on Monday and Thursday. We may lay, you need to come back on Monday. Okay, he went home. He said, I came home. And I was sitting with the peckle, with the 500 ruble, and I thought to myself, for the Chofetz Chaim will not be enough, 450, but it's also a lot of money. Yeah. After an hour, he said, Be'etzem, a 400 is nicht a gefährlich. He said, I felt that if I waited till Monday, I will ask the Chofetz Chaim should send me money. He took it right away, put it in the post. No, send it away. He had his lahavis for a minute. And he felt exactly this, what I'm saying. That if he will wait a little bit, the Moiradike tiffer vote for Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked the Moiradike kasha. Sora, says the Medrash, was bigger than Avraham Avinu ben Nevuah. Sora was bigger than Avraham Avinu ben Nevuah. Lemaise, by the Akedah, Avraham Avinu made Kimat, the Akedah, with his own hands, and Sora, she only heard that Kimat shelo nishchat po'ocho nishmoso. How? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Amor de Kavod. It is a Gemara in Soite. The Gemara in Soite says that when they went, the Bnei Yankev Avinu, they took him from Mitzrayim, as we said before, Ovish Be'ani Leimor, and they took him to Hebron to be Koyveri Hebron. Says the Gemara that Esav, his only one brother, his twin brother, came over to the Achim and asked him, where are you Koyver Yankev? It is only one place left over in Moras HaMachpelah. So they said, in this place where it's left over. Sorry, I know I'm not fighting, you know, but I'm older. I'm an older brother. it should belong to me, this only one place. No, they said, sorry. He bought the Pchoire, and by the Pchoire, when he bought the Pchoire, you wrote by the Shtar that the Mokim, Moras HaMachpele, belongs to Yankov. So I don't remember. No, I don't remember that I signed that the place gave. No, I think it's a mistake. So I say, we have the Shtar. The Shtar says that you sold the place. Say, well, where the Shtar? The Shtar, we didn't thought about it. We left it in Mitzrayim. So they took Naftali Ayolo Shlucho, he shrunk quickly and bring the Shtar. Was the grandson of Yankov Avinu. His name was Hushim Ben Don. The Shmir wasn't so good. He didn't got everything. He said, we're waiting. He asked someone, why are we waiting? So they explained it with the hand, with the feet. He says, Hushim Ben Don, I'm not understanding you. The Adshe Naftali Yovoi, Avi Abbe Mutl Bebizoyen, until Naftali comes, the Zayde Yankov, he went over to the great uncle Yosef, and he gave him such a patch that he cut off his head in one patch. He made it, and he killed him, and they were koivri. And the Gemara very meshabeach, Hushim Ben Don did. Fregt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, where will the old shift take off? Why did they need to wait it? As I fregt a song of them invalid. Now you know what the invalid is? A balmum. Yeah? You need to wait on Hushim Ben Don should do what should need to be done. Where were you though? Where were Reuven? Where were Shimon? Where were all the shift they go? Where were Yosef Matzadeh? But Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gesagt, what do you think? That Esav came and said, no, stop, don't be koyver the Yankov. It was the whole ceremony. When Esav find out the first time that Yankov Avinu died and he came to the Levaya, he came there and started to cry and fell on the floor. My only one brother, my twin brother, my baby. And they were all standing with the cherets waiting till the uncle should stop to cry. And this ceremony went over and over and over at times. When they came near to Hebron, we can't imagine what then. Then Esau fell on the floor and Korea Begodov and crying, Oy vai, mekoim kvura savoy zai. When they came already to Moras HaMachpele, so Esav took nephew Yehuda on the side and said for Yehuda, I'm only asking. No, Chas V'Sholem, I'm not saying nothing. But where are you, Koiver Yankov? So they said, in Moras HaMachpele. Oh, in Moras HaMachpele, again, Nochamot. And that, I'm only asking, by the Chas V'Sholem, Chas V'Sholem. It's only one place left over in Moras HaMachpelech. I'm older a few seconds than this. Yes, but you know, I think that by the business you sold the Pchoire, it wasn't that Esav came with once, no, you're not Koiver Yankov. He came lat, slowly, he got them used to the idea that could be it's a Sophic where you koiver Yankov. Hushim Ben Don got everything at once. He was deaf. He was deaf. He didn't saw the ceremonies with everything. He said, Rabbeinu Shalom, you normal? Aviyah b'mutl b'bizoyin, are you making negotiations with Esav? He went and he did what needs to be done. At the Mugag the Kop. The biggest mafsid, the biggest schlecht for a mention is when he's getting used to something, Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz. Yeah, the chokhmah from the Yetzer Hara isn't, a little bit, tomorrow I say kach, Ad Shechaz V'Sholem, he comes with the worst things on the world. He's not machshel you in once, it will not work. He's working leat leat, a little bit, noch a little bit, and noch a little bit. Memele says, that was the chilik with Avrom from Sore. Sore was bigger than Avrom Avinu. But Avrom was kachno, es bincho, es echidcho, asher ohavto, es Yitzchok. Sore had it with once. The husband took Yitzchok to Shechter. When we in Shavuot Betamus come to the 3 weeks, it's very hard. It's very hard. Yeah, to be mitzvah on something what we don't even know what we're missing. We don't even know what is Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, leider, yes, by Musa of Yom Kippur. Yeah, when we, yeah, you know, but the slichas the vechola memayra reze meshubach. Yes. And Meroy Vavoneinu and the Piet, yeah, it's Piet from Reb Lozer HaKalir, Metal, how was the Beis Hamikdash, how the Beis Hamikdash was then, in those days, and what we are missing. Yeah, Meroy Vavoneinu, Vato Chosarnu Koleile, yeah, but we got used to it, yeah. Azeidus. Yeah, the void now is, Be'emes, to be Mishtatev Be'tzar HaShchine. I want to finish. Amayse, I said it over by the Siyum Hashas, but I heard it, yeah, I read it before. I said, I'm not saying it over, I need to hear it from the... and I spoke to the father himself. A tata, a Eid, I know him very well. Choshev, Choshev, Eid. Can I know, Bemes? And has 12 children, 11 of them. Mamesh, Rosh Yeshivas, Rabbonim, Magidei Shurim, Abba, one of them, his name is Dovale. And he, again, surmise what was, he was a good boy in the school, he was a good boy in Yeshiva, but it started one day, it went down and down and down, leider, he came one day, he's not going to Yeshiva. Okay, he was sitting at home, was a Gehenim. He turned over 18, and he was 18, he said his parents, Shalom. Well, Shalom? I'm going. Where are you going? It's not your business. I'm old enough. I could manage myself. I'm going away. And he left the home. Tell us where you are. You know, I'm a father, a mother. I want to know where you are. No. It's my own business. I'm not telling you nothing. He went away from home. You can't imagine the Gehenim and the Tisha B'Av what was in this home. How could a father and a mother know that my son is someplace, I don't know where he is? They went to Fry asking, and they explained him. And he's a father also. And he helped them. It is a way that you could know someone where he is. The police could track the phone, they call it, yes? They could track your phone and say where you are. But this is only doing by Pikuach Nefesh. And this asking made them do it, and he went. They find out where he is. In some place in Tel Aviv, the father took Gemara, Taleset Film, 2 sandwiches, and went to Tel Aviv. He has the address exactly. He's sitting outside a bench, you know, on the street, Safsal, and sitting there and calling his son, like, hello, yeah, the word is, doctor, I'm here. Where are you? I'm here. Where? Like, I know. We find out where you are. And I'm here. Where? What? I know. You're not coming home. I know it. But you should know. From the day you left the home, not me and not mommy, we have no night, no day, no food, no nothing. We can't. Yeah, I find out where you are. And I'm coming. I'm sitting outside. I'm waiting for you. I'm not doing nothing. He went to the window and he sees him sitting there. He called them up, Daddy, here is not a place for people like you to sit. I know, but I don't have where to go. A home, I'm not going home without you, and I'm waiting. Okay. So getting 9, 10 o'clock, it's dark. He's calling his father. He says, okay, so where are you going by night? I'm not going no place. I'm here sitting outside. Where? On the bench. Where will you sleep? On the bench outside. It is in Tzfon Tel Aviv. It's not a place by day for you to, even not by night. I don't have nothing on my life. I want to be with you together. And if you are here, I'm not leaving the place. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Every night. He's putting his jacket under his head and sleeping on the bench in Tzfon Tel Aviv and waiting for his son. Friday afternoon, he called his son and says, yes, Shabbos, I will not sit. Shabbos, I'm going with Dodah Gita in Bnei Brak, and Motzei Shabbos, I will be back. He said that you are not coming back. Motzei Shabbos, it's okay. Motzei Shabbos, and now after the Zman, the father is back, sitting there with his hat and jacket, with his gemore, with a sandwich, and sitting there. He calls him, Daddy, go home. I'm not coming, I know. But I don't have where to go. I'm not going home without you. I'm sitting here and waiting. He slept on the bank, 3 o'clock in the morning. Someone is knocking on him. He jumped. Yeah, what is? His son is there. So, Daddy, come. Let's take a taxi. We're going home. Doctor, but only if you want. Yes, yes, I want. You mind? Yeah. Okay. Took a taxi and went home. In the middle of the way, the son said his father, you know what made me coming home? My friends, they saying me, come to us. We have everything. Ah, Givaldi. Who would have sleep for me a whole week on the street? Only you, Daddy, I'm coming back to you. And went back home. Ibone Shaloino. The Kodesh Boruch Hu now, over 3,000 years, Kemal, is sleeping on the street. Yeah? Beisoy Chorav. He doesn't have where to be. He's sleeping on the street. But the Gemara says, Ein miyoyim shechorav beis amigdosh, Ein la Kodesh Boruch Hu boi lomoy, Elo daled amoyz shel aloche bilvad. Here is the place where the Kodesh Boruch Hu is coming. Yes, he's coming for everyone. We need only to open up the window and push it to let him in and to be mitzar, mitzar ha-shchine and mitzaron shel Yisrael. Yes, our Nebuch, every day, we're geharget for midische kinder. Nebuch, in this bitter matzav in Eretz Yisrael. We need to be mitzar, mitzar. If it would have been the Beis HaMikdosh, everything would give all the given. We're missing you, Tate in Himmel. We're missing you, Beis HaMikdosh. We're missing the Korbonos. The Hemshel should help. We should be korov mamesh. Be zoiche to see bebinyan Beis HaMikdosh, bebias HaMashiach. With refuas and yeshuas and zivugim agunim. And panoses b'shef, and all yiddish eshtibet. Bias gelzele b'meir b'mein omen. Amen.